I'm Jan Cox. I'm the Defence Relationship Manager for Merseyside and the Isle of Man.
Perfect. And so we're talking today about a leader forum coming up, the Ex-Military Talent in the Workplace Business Leader Forum, hosted by the UK's Ministry of Defence with support from Locate Isle of Man here on the island. It's taking place next week, I believe, or the week after, at the Comus Hotel. So could you, I suppose, first of all, then, could you tell me, a big part of the day is all around the Armed Forces Covenant, isn't it? So can you kind of tell me what that is and what it looks like?
Yeah, absolutely. So in terms of the Armed Forces Covenant, it's our role to engage with businesses and organisations and tell them about the Armed Forces Covenant and explain how that works. And the covenant itself is something that anybody can sign up to, any organisation, and it's free to sign up to. And businesses and organisations pledge their support to the armed forces community, and we give them a variety of pledges that they may wish to use, and that can be supporting remembrance, employing veterans, service leavers, reservists and cadets and cadet force adult volunteers. So there's a whole range of things, but it's really about treating people who've served no less fairly than they would any other citizen in society.
What kind of levels of, and skills and things can they bring to a job that maybe people don't consider when they're looking at applicants?
Yeah, it's really important. Anybody who's served often has a variety of soft and hard skills. So you have all the technical skills depending on the branch that you served in. So that could be engineering, it could be cyber, communications, logistics. Lots of different varieties of qualifications, experience, but also a variety of soft skills in terms of leadership, communication, resilience, planning, all sorts of skills that employers are looking for. People who are reliable and will do a job when asked, and they will do it to the very best of their ability.
And do you find that often when you're engaging with businesses that it's maybe something that businesses haven't even considered? You know, you mentioned the things like, you know, observing remembrance and stuff, that maybe it's things that they might already be doing, but they've never really put it into words.
Yeah, very possible. Pretty much every business, when I actually go through the Armed Forces Covenant in detail, they just say, this is a no-brainer. Why wouldn't we do this? This is just the right thing to do. And they are often recognising people who've served, past and present, and don't realise that they're sort of considering that group of people, which is a really large group of people in our communities, and they're doing it already. So the Armed Forces Covenant enables them to showcase that support by using the Armed Forces Covenant logo and the branding, which is the lion that you can display once you've signed the Armed Forces Covenant and created your own pledges.
When you engage with businesses then and they go, oh, this is a no-brainer, this is something I'd never even thought of, but we're doing it already, do you get that enthusiastic sign-up then? Do you see a lot of positive responses?
Very, very much so. In fact, now we don't need to knock on any doors. Everybody comes to us. What a great place to be. People know that they want to support the armed forces community, I'd say 99%, but also it showcases that they are an employer of choice. And when people who serve see the Lion logo now or are looking for future employment, they know that is a forces-friendly employer, and it's a good attract for businesses to bring people towards them as well.
And so looking towards this event at the end of the month then, can you give me a taste then of what people will get to see if they come along, what you have in store?
On my particular section, I will tell them a little bit about defence relationship management. I will introduce them to the Armed Forces Covenant and how they can take part and engage. I will also then tell them about the Defence Employer Recognition Scheme, of which Manx Radio is actually a gold award holder. So you've got the highest status. And it's a process from covenant to bronze to silver to gold. And a business can start and stop at any point. They don't have to go for gold. They can stay at silver or what have you. So I'll walk them through that process and what that means. I will then tell them the benefits of signing up to the Covenant and the Employer Recognition Scheme and the other events that we run and how they are. We are able to introduce them to other like-minded businesses. Collectively, then, they support the armed forces community, but that also enables businesses to make business-to-business connections and develop more business opportunities in their own right. And what we do is free. So these opportunities, we have business breakfasts, we recognise the effort that businesses put into what they are doing with us. So we invite them to silver awards and gold awards, where they're recognised by Defence for the support that they provide to the armed forces community. So I walk them through all those sorts of things, just to give them a flavour of what it's all about. And then should anybody wish to discuss any of this in more detail with me, I can then make appointments with them, be it on Teams, face-to-face, or however they wish, and we can get into more specifics about their particular business. With me on the day, I will have a member of the Royal Navy presenting. Lieutenant Commander Tom Pinfold will be there. We will have Sir John Lorimer, who's the Lieutenant Governor, who's Army, clearly. We've got Diane Kelsey, who's a former RAF officer. And I'll also have a member of the Army with me from 75 Engineers, who are one of the reserve units based in the Isle of Man, and or based on the Isle of Man, who would be really keen to discuss opportunities with businesses, and we can show you how we can work together in collaboration. And of course, you've got your cadets as well. So you've got young men and women who are in the Sea Cadets, the Army Cadets and the Air Cadets, who, if they don't go into the armed forces, and an awful lot don't, they make the most amazing apprentices and future employees for business. So that's the sort of approach that I'll be taking on the day.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.